Shalom to you. 2 Kings 25 tells the story of the fall of Jerusalem. The Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar, who you might know from other stories in the Bible, laid siege to the city of the Lord's temple and the royal palace. The strategy of a siege was to cut off its population from outside food supplies and therefore starve them into giving up. In this particular instance, the siege lasted for 2.5 years when the population ran out of food to eat. So how do you think God's people felt? Firstly, I'm sure they were panicking. There might have even been a certain amount of panic buying going on, certainly not for toilet rolls, they didn't use them back then, but very likely for flour to make bread. Secondly, they must have been really, really, really scared because Nebuchadnezzar was known for his military might. He was the Napoleon of his time. And thirdly, they must have been plagued by a feeling of uncertainty. When would the siege end? How would it end? How can this be applied to today? I'm sure that there is quite a few people who are fearful. They are afraid of catching the virus. They might be afraid that a loved one could get the virus. Afraid of future unemployment. Afraid that their investments will never recover. I could go on and on and on. Fear can be extremely paralyzing, and it can take hold of followers of Christ too. To conquer fear, you have to actively fight it. Proclaim God's truth by reading out key passages from the Bible. Play worship music. Praise the Lord in your own words. Refuse to give in to fear until peace comes over you. Ask others to pray with you if you haven't got the strength. There's no shame in that. And offer to pray with others if you are fearless. So, may we all rest in God's peace, His shalom.